Toby Mac on WWIB, and you get the sense he's like, hey, it could be at a coffee shop or any place. It could be at Randy's restaurant on a Saturday morning. Isn't that right, Jason Kanz?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be.
Where two or three are gathered, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Well, let's see. This morning we come... I just reported on WOGO the passing of a longtime Chippewa Valley area broadcaster. Mike Sullivan passed on Monday at the age of 75 after a battle with leukemia. So we want to remember him, and our condolences and thoughts and prayers of comfort to his family today.
Sure. Yeah, you get those personalities. You get to, they become like family when you listen to them over a long period of time.
I mean, Mike did a lot of Blue Golds games, men's and women's basketball. He was great on hockey and the voice of Eau Claire North Memorial and Regis Ramblers, and was inducted into the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame in 2015. So quite accomplished there.
Very cool.
And was quite the Philadelphia Phillies fan, actually. So,
huh, interesting.
And I appreciate, just on a personal level, I knew his participation at Saving Grace Lutheran Church, was on the missions committee, and... was a supporter and fan of Teamwork Africa, so that was good to know.
That's a nice connection. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I know at different times we've had Mental Health Monday, and so I was thinking Weight Loss Wednesday here today, just because we love alliteration. And so I got on the scale last night for the first time in a while, and I'm like, I need to lose 10 pounds. Nothing like the scale to just tell you the truth, right?
It does hold a mirror up to your face or your body, as it were. Yes, for sure. Yeah,
and you've been pretty open in the 5+ years we've been doing this about it. Now, obviously, things have gone a different direction for you since June, right? In terms of that.
Yeah. So, boy, it's weird that I'm coming up on a year.
I know.
You know, weight has been a lifelong struggle for me. Probably since high school. I think I went on my first diet when I was in high school, and have really battled not just a few extra pounds, but significant obesity much of my life. And, you know, so a year ago I had surgery, almost a year ago I had surgery and lost about 150 pounds. I don't know exactly what the amount is, but it's been really good for me health-wise to be able to drop that weight.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And again, you'd had success you know, different diets and plans in the past, but in terms of just the long haul, this seems to have been as good or better than anything.
It sure has. I mean, this is the lowest I've gotten as an adult in terms of weight. You know, and there are some really great programs out there mm-hmm. that people can try, can do. You know, I think there's that consistency piece that becomes really important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, what often would happen is the slide, right? You know, well, I can have this today. Well, I'll get back on the track on Friday. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll get back on track next Friday. Mm-hmm. And then I just don't. And, you know, then it would be months later and I'd be way back up again. And
yeah.
So sticking with it day by day, one day at a time.
So the gastric bypass. And now, I don't know. I mean, truly, you're a lot taller than me, but you know I've given my number before, so 190. I want to get down to at least 180. Am I heavier than you right now?
I was 189.6 yesterday. Okay. 189.6 yesterday. So.
So I mean I'm only like 5'10", and that's because I shrunk an inch. So anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm about 5 inches taller than you.
Yeah.
Something like that. So yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know. Then
there
you got to. All of a sudden that gets your attention. You're like, all right, leave that. I did not have the bowl of cereal after the egg and the burrito today. All right, John 17:21 today.
All right, let's turn there. You can read the verse.
I got the verse. Yeah, I keep forgetting. Right. That they all may be one, Jesus said, just as you, Father, and me, and I and you, that they may also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
And what I wrote was earlier, Jesus prayed that his disciples would be one, just as the Father and Son are one. Once again, he prayed that his followers would reflect Trinitarian oneness. Even though we are unique individuals, he wanted us to understand that we are all part of one another. Jesus prayed for our unity so that the world may believe. God's word is important to our testimony, but the relationships between Jesus' followers are the hinge pin upon which our testimony depends. if we share Bible verses with people, but we do so from a place of arrogance or judgment, we do more damage than good for God's kingdom. Sadly, the church today is fractured into a billion pieces. There are thousands of denominations and millions of opinions. We have lost sight of Jesus' mission of love and unity. Rather than seeking to love one another, we are delighting in airing our opinions, taking sides, and belittling others.
Hmm. And when did you write this?
2019, maybe?
And so 6 years later, it feels like it's truer now than it was then.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think all one has to do is get on social media for 8 seconds, and you start seeing this happening between Christians. And, well, they're not a real Christian. This person doesn't believe rightly. I mean, that sort of thing happens over and over again.
Again, I don't want to be a complainer, but just my observation would be, I know for me as a hearer, I need to hear repeatedly, continually, and I think others do, about the Trinity, this idea of Trinitarian relating, and this idea of love. I just think over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's one of those things we need to really have hammered into our skulls pretty heavily.
There we go. Have a good day.
Yep, talk to you later.
There we go, everybody. Jason Kantz here on WWIB. Well, we are on the eve of the NFL draft, and it's not in New York or Kansas City. It's not in Detroit, but it's in Green Bay. And it's been a long time since we talked to Harry Cosell, but I think we've got him this morning from Green Bay. Harry, are you there?
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again. It's been a long time. How you been?
I've been fantastic. Good to talk with you again as well. So let's talk about the NFL draft. I've been told that... we're getting a little echo on that deal. So I've been told, Harry, that you have some insight into who the Packers could be taking with pick number 23 in the first round.
Yeah, that's correct. I do believe get it narrowed down for you.
All right, so who do you got it narrowed down to for the Packers with pick number... I've heard so many names. Offense, defense... defensive line, maybe a tackle, maybe it's going to be a wide receiver. That typically doesn't happen. Happened with Javon Walker, but not too much. So who might the Packers take with pick number 23?
Well, I'm able to tell you that I do believe it'll be one of two. It'll be either an offensive or a defensive player.
Okay, that's narrowing it down, but obviously other than special teams, that's all you got is offense and defense. Can you be more specific?
You do believe it'll be either a running back, quarterback, a wide receiver, tight end, offensive lineman, defensive tackle, defensive end, linebacker, cornerback, or safety.
Harry, that's not really helping us all that much because those are all the positions in football.
Actually, no, I'm ruling out kicker or punter in the first round.
All right, so it's not going to be a kicker or a punter, folks. There you go. You can take that to the bank. You'll be a real hit at the water cooler, I'm sure, by sharing that insight you got from our sports insider, Harry Cosell, on the scene there in the draft in Green Bay. The Whip Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday, your chance to win. Try to accomplish something people couldn't do yesterday.
So our Tuesday trivia question was as follows. Annually, over 2,000 people are injured each year by this. Each year... over 2,000 people injured by what? 715-723-2555. Phone lines are open for you to call. 715-723-2555. Got a good prize, Halva.
We do. It's a free digital download to the new faith-based film, The Unbreakable Boy. It is excellent.
And we can send that to you wherever you might be. We'll just email it to you. So again, don't be shy. 715-723-2555. Annually, over 2,000 people are injured by what? 715-723-2555. What injures over 2,000 people each year? 723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses. Who's the first through the chute? The first person to say, oh, I'll give that a shot. And if we don't get it now, yeah, we might come back with a clue. Typically, we would come back with a clue. But this is where we've given you a little time to mull it over. Some incorrect answers from yesterday. Again, over 2,000 people injured by this. It's not vending machines, lightning strikes, not staplers, it's not stepping on Legos with bare feet, not treadmills, not hail, not can openers, trampolines, lawnmowers, shopping carts, falling coconuts, it's not burning yourself on the grill, it's not golf balls, not falling off a ladder, not car doors, not boiling water, not stubbing your toe. What could it be? 715-723-2555. We've got a caller coming in here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. Did you have a guess? Well, I heard me in the background.
Bummer.
For a second. Call back. 715-723-2555. Yesterday, we heard from Sparta, Weyerhaeuser, Rice Lake, Elk Mound, Chippewa Falls, Barron, Altoona, Wausau. Let's see where this caller is from. Good morning. Winnie Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Well, hey, Tammy, what do you think?
How about getting hit by a car?
Getting hit by a car. Over 2,000 people each year getting hit by a car, injured by that. Not it. Thank you, Tammy. Good to hear from you. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Talking injuries can be kind of a downer.
Indeed,
sometimes.
Yes. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Morning. This is Alicia from Medford.
Good to hear from Medford. Alicia, what do you think?
I was going to say rollerblading.
Rollerblading.
That's
is
creative.
That one of those things that's kind of coming back? Because when I was a kid, rollerblading was pretty big. And then it seemed like it faded a bit, but maybe one of those things that's getting in vogue again, which again could mean more injuries. Is that it, Alicia? No. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Annually, over 2,000 people injured by what? 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, I am Danny from Chippewa Falls.
Good to hear from Chippewa. What do you think?
A fish hook.
A fish hook. Oh, we're getting toward that fishing opener, Halvo.
We are. So that's a pretty good guess. Could that be it? Over 2,000 people a year injured by fish hooks? Sorry.
Not it. Call us back. We have time for, let's say, two more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Stanley.
All right. I missed your first name. I'm sorry.
Toby.
Toby from Stanley. All right. Go ahead, Toby.
Cutting fingernails or toenails.
Okay. Could be injured by that. Yeah, cutting fingernails or toenails, injuring over 2,000 people, which, again, isn't a massive number. Is that what it is, Havel? Did Tony get it?
Sorry, Tony.
Toby, I think. Sorry, Toby.
Sorry, Toby.
715-723-2555. We have time for one more call here. Otherwise, we'll come back after 745 with a clue. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Johnny from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Johnny, go ahead. Solve it for us, friend.
Is it a motorcycle accident?
Is it a motorcycle accident? Halvo, did Johnny get it before we even give a clue? Over 2,000 people injured annually by motorcycle accidents.
Great guess, Johnny. We'd love to hear from you, but that's not it.
Not it. All right. So after 7:45, we will have a clue, and we'll see if we can get this solved then and send someone that free digital movie download for The Unbreakable Boy.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Are we ready to try again?
We are indeed, and our question that hasn't been solved yet is this. Over 2,000 people injured each year by this. By what? Annually, over 2,000 people injured by this. 715-723-2555. This is the first time we give you a clue.
Yeah, and that is that it is unusual. You would not associate this with injury.
Unusual. So, kind of an unusual injury, but it happens to over 2,000 people annually. 715-723-2555. Our prize is a free digital movie download of The Unbreakable Boy. We will email that to you wherever you might be listening from, all throughout western and central Wisconsin, Minnesota, worldwide at WWIB.com. Let's go here, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy, go ahead.
How about poking and scratching your eyeball?
Poking and scratching your eyeball.
Isn't it irritating when it happens? You got something in your eye. I mean, that is just a pain.
I did that the other day, actually. I was so tired and woke up in the middle of the night. It's like, I gotta take my contacts out.
Oh,
I had already taken my contacts out.
Oh.
And so with blurry eye at 3 in the morning, and I was poking and scratching my eyeball.
Yeah.
So I would have been one of the 2,000, but it's a long-winded way of saying, nope, sorry.
Sorry, Tammy. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong thing.
I'm tired again today. That's not it. That was really bad. All right, call us back, Tammy. That's what you're going to hear if you win. But, yeah. Wow, I completely hit
all
the
right.
wrong button. 715-723-2555.
You're forgiven. Wednesday. You're forgiven.
I'm already,
all right.
Already
yeah, you did, you've done 3 games in 2 days. I don't know how you're here, actually. So.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Man, I'm calling from La Crosse.
From La Crosse. All right, go ahead. Good to hear from the Cooley region. What do you think?
I'm thinking it's a hunting accident.
Hunting accident, sure.
It's a good guess,
unfortunate,
yeah.
Unfortunate, but yeah, that does happen.
Got to be careful.
2,000 people injured in hunting accidents. Not it. Call us back from the Cooley region. 715-723-2555. Win It Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show. And again, unusual that 2,000 people a year would be injured by this. You wouldn't really think this would cause injury. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
This is Dale from Boyd.
Good to hear from
Boyd. Just wondering if anybody guessed stepping on a rake?
No one has guessed stepping on a rake. Is that what you would like to guess? Stepping on a rake?
Yes.
Yep, is it stepping on a rake? Halvo, did he get it?
Sorry, Dale.
Not it, but call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nicole, lacrosse, skydiving.
All right. Good to hear from lacrosse yet again here. Love hearing from the Cooley region. And skydiving, again, accident. I mean, not everybody skydives. So, again,
it's a great guess.
Unusual, 2,000 people a year, because 2,000 isn't a whole bunch when you think about the scope of population. Is it skydiving?
Sorry, Nicole.
It's not. 715-723-2555. Three guesses left before we give you another clue after 8:15. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Donna from Rice Lake.
Good to hear from Rice Lake. What do you think?
A curling iron.
A curling iron. Yeah.
Those can leave a mark.
I don't even use curling irons, and I have injured myself on them.
Oh, I know. Be careful. They're hot.
Is it a curling iron?
Sorry.
It's not. Two guesses left. Good morning, WWIB. Oh, they're gone. Call back 715-723-2555. Win It Wednesday.
We talked things up. I was almost convinced the answer was curling iron afterwards.
I know. 715-723-2555. Unless we've stumped you, in that case, we will try again.
They want another hint, Caleb.
All right. We'll give the people what they are clamoring for. Another hint coming up a little bit later on in the WIB Wake Up Show.
Win It Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show. Try number 6 over the last 2 days to answer this question.
We have a great prize for you as well. A free digital movie download of the movie The Unbreakable Boy, which is just excellent. Stars Zachary Levi. Wonderful film. Hopefully you saw it at Mycon Cinemas. But whether you did or didn't, we've got a chance for you to win it for free. And we can send this to you wherever you might be listening from. Again, digital download of The Unbreakable Boy. 715-723-2555. Our question is this. Annually, over 2,000 people are injured by this. By what? Over 2,000 people injured each year by this. And we started off with a clue saying this would be an unusual thing to be injured by.
Right, and so
the ordinary.
The additional hint is that it is common in most homes. Most homes have one or more of these.
All right, so household item, something that you would find in a home, and pretty common, pretty common that most homes would have one. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Donna from Rice Lake.
All right, Donna from Rice Lake, what do you think?
Q-tip.
Q-tip. You know what? I can see how that could happen with an injury.
And everybody, you're always told, don't use these. And a lot of people go, I'm going to.
Is it a Q-tip? Donna, it's not a Q-tip. Call us back.
Good answer.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, it's not a dial tone. I'm injured by that. Why wouldn't you want to talk to us?
Disappointed.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Jan from Colfax.
Hey, Jan, what do you think?
How about a mousetrap?
How about a mousetrap?
Yeah.
Could also definitely see how that would happen, especially like the good old-fashioned ones that are high quality. Is it a mousetrap?
Sorry, Jan.
Everybody's trying to build a better one, but not a mousetrap. Thank you, Jan. 715-723-2555. Over 2,000 people injured each year by this. And again, we're saying unusual to be injured by this, and yet it happens to over 2,000 people, and most households, most homes would have one or more of these. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Good morning, Caleb. It's Linda from Chippewa.
Well, hey, Linda, what do you think?
Is this a repeat question from last year?
It might be, because sometimes we forget. And so go ahead, give it an answer.
Yeah.
We've had a repeat question winner before.
I think it has something to do with hurting yourself from a
what?
Toilet paper roll.
Oh, okay.
From a toilet paper roll. Oh, I do remember that question. That is not it.
Yeah.
So,
in that sense, it's not a repeat, but it is an injury from something in the house that you wouldn't expect.
But good memory, Linda. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
We were a little afraid we were repeating because we've been called out on that
before. We have done that before. It's always tough to find trivia that y'all can't Google. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Donna again.
Hey, Donna. All right, Donna. Go ahead.
Hi. A mascara brush.
A mascara brush. Don't use it personally, but also, you poke yourself in the eye or what have you.
Yep.
Is it a mascara brush, Donna?
It's not.
It's not. 715-723-2555. We have time for three more guesses here. Think something in the home. Think unusual to be injured by this, and yet it happens to over 2,000 people. Guess one of three. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. You with us? Go ahead. You're on the air.
It's Linda again.
Hey, Linda, go ahead.
I'm going to think maybe cutting themselves with a shaver.
With a shaver, sure. Could happen. Probably does happen to a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Linda. Two calls left, 715-723-2555. If you have a guess, otherwise, if we've stumped you, we'll push it off 20 minutes and try to think of another clue. But you know what? A couple more people want to guess. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lucy from Hawkins.
Hi, Lucy. What do you think?
Is it a potato peeler?
One more time, honey. What was it?
Potato peeler?
Is it a potato peeler? Oh, yeah. Lucy from Hawkins says potato peeler. Havel.
Don't buzz
is it
her.
A potato peeler? I was going to say, we're not going to buzz Lucy.
Lucy.
Sorry, Lucy.
It's not potato peeler, but how old are you?
Seven.
Seven. Well, I have a seven-year-old too, Lucy. Thank you for calling our show. Yeah. Not what we're looking for, but try again. All right, one more guess here.
All right.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Ron from Colfax.
Ron, go ahead.
Coffee maker?
Is it a coffee maker?
Look out for those. They can overflow sometimes. Could it be coffee maker? It's not, Ron. Sorry.
It's not. Thank you, Ron. As our music runs out, so do the guesses here, and we'll push this off. After 8:45, we will give you another clue. Again, think about this. Annually, over 2,000 people injured by what? And we've said, kind of unusual. Kind of unusual. You wouldn't think this could hurt someone. And also, most homes have one or more of these, you would think.
I don't know what else we can give us a hint.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Win a Wednesday on the Whoop Wake Up Show. Fourth time today, seventh time over 2 days. We've brought one question.
Here it is.
Yes.
Over 2,000 people are injured each year by this. Annually, over 2,000 people injured by what? We've told you, this is kind of unusual. You wouldn't think you could get injured by this, but apparently it happens. Also, we've told you, think in the home, something that many homes, probably most homes, would have one or more of these. 715-723-2555. Unusual, but found in the home. Over 2,000 people are injured each year. By what? 715-723-2555. Good prize, Alvo. Up for grabs.
It is. A free digital download for a great movie. Caleb and I both liked it more than we thought we would have. The Unbreakable Boy.
So, a free digital movie download. We can send that to you wherever you might be. 715-723-2555. Who's the first one to take a guess here? Good morning. Win a Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mary Kay.
Hey, Mary Kay. Where are you from today? And every day.
I'm from Chippewa Falls.
All right, from Chippewa Falls. Mary Kay. I don't suppose you sell Mary Kay, do you?
No, I used to, but not anymore.
Okay, because that would have been like a great...
I know.
What's your guess?
Get hit by a baseball.
Get hit by a baseball.
It is baseball season.
That can happen. Is it getting hit by a baseball? No, Mary Kay, but call us back. 715-723-2555.
We didn't give an extra hint, did we?
Oh, we didn't.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. You threw out a few possibilities.
So. Yeah, I don't really remember how we were going to phrase this. Something in the home.
Mm-hmm.
It's
unusual.
And let's say this. And we hope you pay attention to the commercials. We really appreciate that when you support our advertisers. One of the advertisers in the commercials we just had would sell these.
Okay.
So there you go. Hopefully you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Doug from Sand Creek.
Hey, Doug.
Doug, go ahead.
Yes. Getting injured by a garbage disposal.
By a garbage disposal. Thank you, Doug. Call us back from Sand Creek, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
This is Sarah from Osseo.
All right, Sarah, go ahead.
Is it a pillow?
Is it a pillow?
Oh, boy. like pillow fights, you
and,
know?
And listening to the commercials thinking, oh, yeah, my pillow. And, you know, is it a pillow?
Good guess. Not it.
Not it. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Christy in Eau Claire.
All right, Christy, go ahead.
Sheets.
Sheets. And also thinking my pillow. It's like, you're getting injured by sheets. We'll just throw a bonus clue out there. It's nothing that My Pillow sells. Mm-hmm. At least
there
I don't
go.
Think they sell it this yet. It's not sheets. Call us back. 715-723-2555. But again, one of the advertisers in our previous commercial break would sell these. 715-723-2555. Again, most homes, most houses would have one or more of these. I think pretty common.
Yeah.
Unusual to be injured by this, but over 2,000 people are each year. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Have we stumped you so badly? It's almost with all the clues, it's like, now I'm just confused.
It is
I'm
tough.
Just loopy.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. Because honestly, we're not sure what else we can give you for a clue.
We'll have to come up with something this. Tomorrow morning at 7:15.
Let's see. Maybe we'll get it solved here on a Win It Wednesday. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from Altoona.
Jennifer, go ahead.
Something related to computers?
Something related to computers? Nothing computer-related. We can take two more guesses here.
All right.
We have them. 715-723-2555. Think in the home. Think unusual. Think, again, one of our advertisers would sell these in that previous commercial break. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Weasel from Hawkins.
Good to hear from Hawkins. What do you think?
Broken flower pots.
Broken flower pots.
Huh.
I'm not going to buzz you, but it's not broken flower pots, but I would say... Would say you're tracking in the right direction. Tracking in the right direction. 715-723-2555. Last guess. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Christy again.
Christy, go ahead.
I'm Claire, and I'm going to guess furniture.
Furniture. Hmm. Alvo, is it furniture? Our last guess on a Win It Wednesday. Will we get a winner on a Win It Wednesday? Did she get it right? Is it furniture?
Sorry, Christy.
It's not.
Thanks, guys.
It's not. Thank you. All right, so after 7:15... We've given you all these clues, and we will say, again, our guest, our little guest there on the show from Hawkins, who just said broken flower pots, that's maybe an early clue here that that's trending in the right direction, huh?
It is.
Nice catch by Graskamp. Gets to Bresser. Bresser moves and scores! Jacob Bresser blasts the biscuit in the basket with his Bauer.
The legendary Eau Claire broadcaster Mike Sullivan doing what he did so well, calling play-by-play sports, that high school hockey, but he also did football and basketball on the collegiate level as well for UW-Eau Claire, men's and women's, boys and girls for North, Memorial, and Regis. He passed Monday after a 10-week battle with leukemia. He was 75, 40 days short of his 76th birthday.